This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Right, the Indianapolis Colts get over on the Bills in big fashion, 41-15 a little bit earlier today. Indiana basketball tonight against Louisiana made Louisiana look terrible, and Louisiana is not a terrible team. Louisiana tonight hit less than 20% of their field goal attempts. They were 14 of 73. They had 20 offensive rebounds and only 11 second-chance points. Indiana's defense was awesome. This is what quality coaching does. You get a quality coach who knows how to teach defense and knows how to hold players accountable for bad defense and reward good defense, and all of a sudden, you got a really good defensive team with pretty much, well, a lot of the same guys, right? Trayce Jackson-Davis, Race Thompson. You know, you do have some of the new guys. Christian Lander played a lot of minutes tonight and was really good. Parker Stewart, outstanding tonight, hit 6 of 7 field goal attempts, 5 of 6 from beyond the arc. He had 16 points. Nice to see him shoot the ball well. This is one of those games where you see the ball go through the hoop and all of a sudden more balls go through the hoop. Hoosiers hit 53% from the field, 53% from outside the arc, and 77% from the line to run their record to 4-0. Mike Woodson becomes the first Indiana head coach to start a season 4-0 since Bob Knight did it back, you know, 50 years ago. Mike Woodson's a really good coach. He understands. There's not a lot of smiling. There's no clapping. I haven't seen that man clap yet. It's phenomenal. I love it. He isn't pacing. He isn't like yelling at guys to get in the stands. Hey! There's none of this. There's none of this theatrics crap on the sideline. He just coaches basketball. And it's fun to watch his team play. It's fun to watch him coach. I enjoy watching Indiana play. So the most drama of the night, I turn the game on at 7:30. I go to BTN. Minnesota's playing Wisconsin in volleyball. So I think, well, certainly the Big Ten and the Big Ten Network is going to dump out of this thing that's probably got 4 people watching and go to Indiana, Louisiana, right, at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. No, on the crawl it says, hey, this will be available on the Fox Sports app. It's like, what? The entire game will be available. So I waited to see if Minnesota was going to win the 4th game of their match. They didn't. Wisconsin did. So I was going to have to watch on that app. So I download the app. I go to the game. I watch the entire first half on the app. And then the thing times out and says, you can't watch anymore. You've got to subscribe. Your free trial is over. And I'm like, what? All right. So I go back to BTN. And by then, the volleyball game was over. Or the match was over. And everything was good. People went haywire on Twitter. And rightly so. I mean, what are you doing? I get it. You know, I'm a big fan of Title IX and gender equality and all of that stuff. But from a dollars and cents perspective, and a viewer perspective, and a ratings perspective, you're going to have a lot of people watch Indiana play Louisiana in men's college basketball, and you are going to have a donut watching women's college volleyball. It's just the way it is. I mean, not to, and I love volleyball. Volleyball is fun. I go to the Indiana State Championships sometimes to watch volleyball. I've gone to a lot of high school volleyball matches. I'm a big fan of Indiana volleyball. Been down there, spent some time. There isn't another radio host in this city, probably in the state, that's talked about Indiana women's volleyball ever. I did. I'd drive down to Bloomington and talk to the coach. That's what I would do. So, I'm, you know, this is not about that. This is about the number of people watching and the number of people who care about it. So, I don't want to hear about it. Don't at me, like Dan says. All right, but Indiana looked really, really good. Again, Parker Stewart, terrific. Shot the ball exceptionally well. But it's the defensive intensity that makes his engine run, right? Really, really, really nice. The way Indiana plays defense, possession to possession to possession to possession in the first half, Louisiana missed 25 straight shots. 25 straight. Have you ever seen that before? I haven't seen a fifth grade team miss 25 straight shots before. I've never heard of people missing 25 straight shots. 25 straight shots. It was unbelievable. Indiana getting blocks all over the place, giving up offensive rebounds. But if the team that you're defending can't shoot, or if you're defending so well that they can't make buckets, who cares if they get offensive rebounds? Not a problem. What was a bit of a problem, 25 turnovers. Cannot turn the ball over 25 times. Indiana's depth was really, really in play tonight. A lot of guys, they didn't play extended minutes. They got Jackson State coming up Tuesday. I know that's not going to be a tough task for Indiana, but when you've got two games in three nights, you know what? It's good to give guys some rest. So Trace Jackson Davis got a lot of bench time. Xavier Johnson got a lot of bench time. Christian Lander got a lot of run. And the more these guys play in a competitive environment, the better they're going to get in a competitive environment. So it just enhances your depth. Really, really nice. And granted, only one of the teams that Indiana's played is really any good. I mean, Eastern Michigan, nah. Northern Illinois, nah. You know what? The last game they played in the Gavitt games, you know what? You're playing a Big East team. No matter what the Big East team is, that's a pretty good kind of barometer as to sort of where your program is. Indiana gets a 76-74 win over St. John's. So, good start to the season. Like I said, Jackson State coming up. And then a week from tomorrow, or a week from Tuesday, you've got the game against Syracuse. And that's going to be a bigger deal. That's going to be a better bellwether. In fact, Joe Lenardi's latest bracketology has Indiana as an 8 seed playing against Syracuse as a 9 seed in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Not that means anything. Yeah, it's way too early for any of this. But what the hell else does Joe Lenardi have to do with his time other than build brackets? He's a bracketologist. It's what he does. So he built a bracket. It's meaningless, but he built it, and fine. Yeah, 25 turnovers is just too many for Indiana tonight, but we're kind of splitting hairs a little bit in a 76-44 ass-kicking of Louisiana. Remember to subscribe. Instant post games for all Colts games, all Indiana games. Subscribe, like, ring the bell so you get a notice every time we do something like this. Breakfast with Kent tomorrow morning. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about the Colts. We'll talk about Purdue Boilermakers with a really, really nice weekend beating North Carolina and Villanova. The state championship games are set in high school football, 5A and 6A, kind of a central Indiana, Indianapolis metro area. Festival with Center Grove against Westfield in the 6A and Cathedral against Zionsville in the 5A. Should be a terrific, a great week of sports. And then coming up this Sunday, It's the Colts in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay playing tomorrow night on Monday Night Football, so they got a short week. They have to travel. I don't know. I don't want to get too far out over my skis about Indiana, about the Colts, because they're 6-5. They're still not in the playoffs. If the playoffs started next week, the Colts are not in. So let's not go crazy about what the Colts are doing, although Jonathan Taylor was absolutely extraordinary today. Did things that a Colts running back has never done today. We'll talk about all that tomorrow morning, brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. If you listened on Friday and you watched, you heard Ivan O'Idle, Ivan the Oak, talk about what was going to happen this weekend and what happened this weekend. Ivan, if you listened, if you invested, you made some money. That's for sure. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Cannot wait. Go Hoosiers, go Colts, go Pacers, go everybody.